Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZien, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, winterizing of some of the crops coming in, it's haven't quite gotten the winter weather yet, but coming around the corner.
Yep, it's going to be here. We had a little taste of it, and I think that maybe has everybody kind of preparing. I know we did some things around our house and, you know, things slip by and, oh, shoot, we need to winterize the boat or things like that. But we also need to think about some of our landscape plants. And as we get into some of the colder weather, we do need to start thinking about winterizing our roses and strawberries if we have those. So most of our shrub roses are hardy and through our Kansas winters, but many of our hybrid teas and other modern varieties do need a little bit more protection. And so it's important to winterize our roses after we've had several hard frosts, but before the ground freezes. So, you know, there is a little bit of a fine line there. We definitely haven't had a ground freeze, but we've been pretty close. We've had a freeze, not really a hard freeze, but we've had a freeze here in Mound City. But if we winterize too early, it's going to keep those stems warm and moist, which is going to provide a good environment for the growth of mold. And if we winterize too late, we might damage any of the sensitive graft unions where the root and stalk attach to each other above the ground. So to prepare these plants for winterization, you want to clean up the debris in the surrounding area by the roses to prevent any diseases. And then we're going to mound soil or compost 8 to 10 inches high around each rose plant. And this is also a good time to bring in new soil instead of the soil around the roses. Because if we're bringing in the soil from around the roses, we may have some accidental exposure of the roots and it could damage the roots. So bring in some outside soil or some outside compost. And then once the ground is froze, you can add a 4-inch layer of straw or mulch or wood chips over that mound. And you may need to cover that with soil to keep it in place. And so that's going to protect the plants from the cold, but it's also going to prevent early budding during warm winter or early spring days, which we do see a lot of. We also want to prune those canes on our roses to 36 inches and remove any weak or thin ones. And if we tie those canes together loosely to keep them secure, that helps prevent breakage during, like, windy weather. And then when the ground thaws next spring, you can remove that mulch and soil from the base of the plant and return it to soil, the soil level to normal. And so if you brought in outside soil, it kind of helps to build that soil back up that maybe we've lost over the years or over just a single season. And so those are some things to think about winterizing on our rose plants. And then on our strawberries, we want to make sure that we are mulching them and doing plenty of mulch, because that will protect the strawberry plants from winter damage. And this is for strawberry plants, whether they are young or old. We need to make sure that we are putting some mulch down for them, because sudden drops to freezing is going to kill any fruit buds and injure roots and crowns. And so when the soil freezes and thaws repeatedly, this is where we're going to see some different change in the plant, where they're going to start to get exposed, the roots are, and so we want to keep those covered. And so a 3-inch layer of straw is probably the best for our strawberry plants. And we want to do that after they've been exposed to frost, but before the heavy freeze begins. So a lot of similarities between the roses and the strawberries, and that's usually going to fall between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we've got a little bit of time here, but if you kind of think maybe beginning to mid-December, we probably need to be getting those mulch downs for our strawberries. So if you have any other questions about your strawberries or your rose plants and overwintering those, please give us a call or your local extension office. And we also have a lot of different publications on both of those if you need any of those items.
Fantastic on keeping up with a lot of the shrubbery that needs to get winterized. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory.